Do you regard black magic as being purely fictitious, or is there some truth in it?
Some truth? 100% truth. There is nothing fictitious about black magic, in any way whatever. It is a fact. It is a fact which has existed for several thousand years. I mean, when we talk about black magic, we are talking about Satanism, necromancy, alchemy, witchcraft, the worship of Satan.
Welcome back to the channel, everybody. This is just going to be quite a quick video, just touching over some recent events that have happened in the news. I've been planning to do a video on this number for a while, however, with recent events that have just gone on, I decided to bring it forward and just get it out of the pipeline a little bit earlier, because it just seems more relevant now than ever, really. So let's just get straight into it. As I'm sure most of you are aware, if you are from the UK, on the 22nd of May 2024, everybody was taken by surprise as there was a general election called by Rishi Sunak for the 4th of July. Nobody really expected this. It's extremely out of the blue, and of course it's got everybody talking. Obviously there are certain reasons why this election was announced on the 22nd and why it's been moved to one of the most ritualistic dates in history, that being the 4th of July, which is a video that I've covered before, the occult significance of the number 47. First of all, I just want to start with the 22, because this did happen on the 22nd day of the year. And as we all know, along with 11 and 33, 22 is a number of great significance, and many people call them master numbers. However, as a lot of you already know, I don't really like using this term because it just occults its true nature. 22 is important not because it's a quote-unquote master number, but 22 is important because there are 22 paths that make up the Kabbalistic tree of life. 22 paths, 11 Sephiroth, which make a total of 33. Now, this is where the ideas of the master numbers come from, as I've previously explained. The 22 connecting paths on the tree of life represent the connections between the Sephiroth. Each path is associated with a specific Hebrew letter, or tarot card, and a range of meanings and correspondences. This is the main reason why we see 22 used so much in their rituals, because evoking the energy of the 22 draws on every path in the tree. So in my opinion, whenever we see this number used, it's not just to bring about some physical change in reality, rather it's used to condition the masses to an energy signature, or an idea that can imprint itself on the collective consciousness of humanity, bearing in mind that it's drawing on this number 22, and 22 encompasses all paths. Usually the idea that they're trying to project into the collective consciousness of mankind is fear-based, or trauma-based, because as you all know, their modus operandi is order out of chaos, which can only be achieved when the subjects are in a state of confusion, vulnerability, or fear. So let's just have a look at a few other events that have happened on the 22nd day of the month. We have the JFK assassination, we have the Norway attack, we have the Lee Rigby attack, the Brussels attack, the Munich attack, the London Bridge attack, and the Manchester attack. So these are a few different examples of the false flag events that have occurred on the 22nd day of the year. But for the sake of this video, I just want to hone in on a specific few, that being the Lee Rigby attack, the Brussels attack, the Westminster Bridge attack, and the Manchester bombing. Now, the reason I want to focus on these four in particular is because they play into the current ritual that is being played out by UK Parliament with their surprise election. And when I use the word surprise, I'm using it with heavy quotation marks, because none of this is spur of the moment. It's all carefully planned and then executed down to a T. And they know that. Now, as you all know, Rishi made this announcement on the 22nd of May, which obviously just so happens to be the day that Lee Rigby was beheaded in the UK and the day of the Manchester attack. So, you know, two of the biggest events that have happened in the UK were also on this same day. Okay, so if we look at the date of all these events, we can see that they all happened on the 22nd of the month. All of those events that I just mentioned. So the Lee Rigby attack, the Brussels attack, the Westminster Bridge attack, and the Manchester bombing. However, there is a much deeper connection here than just 22, okay? Now, both the Brussels attack and the London Bridge attack happened on the 22nd of March, whilst the Lee Rigby attack and the Manchester bombing and this recent news of the election happened on the 22nd of May. Now for the hidden connection. Well, we all know that the date, the 22nd of May, is written 223 or 322. And we've spoken before about how this directly connects to the Skull and Bones Club, the Order of 322, the Order of Death. It goes by many names, but regardless of the title, the number always stays the same. I mean, they're so brazen about it, they literally put it on their logo. So they do want us to know that there is a higher cult significance to this particular 223. And the 22nd of March just so happens to be written out as 223. Now, with the Lee Rigby attack and the Manchester bombings, we still got these events happening on the 22nd day of the year. However, it was in a different month, so it wasn't the 223. We got this in 225 because it was May, okay? They're still deeply, deeply interwoven. And this is because when you realise that the 22nd of May actually leaves 223 days in the year, it's the same signature as having the event on the 22nd of March. So there's no difference when we're talking about energetic signatures. There's no difference between the 22nd of May and the 22nd of March, okay? Because the 22nd of May leaves 223 days left in the year, whilst the 23rd of March literally shows the 223. I hope that makes sense. So both of these days are connected, okay? Hence why we always get these repeat rituals occurring and major news events happening on these particular days. It all ties into the 223. And, you know, think of two of the biggest news networks in the world, you know, BBC. B is the second letter and C is the third. So BBC is 223. You know, over in the US, we have CNN, the Cabal News Network, or the K&N News Network. The gematria value for the cable news network is 223.
Two of the biggest news outlets in the whole entire world both bring us back to this exact same number that we keep seeing happening in rituals over here in the UK. Again, my brothers and sisters, this all goes back to the skull and the crossbones, which, what do you know, also numerically brings us back to the 223. All of these Masonic organizations are essentially under one umbrella doctrine, which most of us would know as the Synagogue of Satan. What a surprise. Both Masonic organization and the Synagogue of Satan bring us back to 223, much like Skull and Crossbones. So we know all of these guys are connected. And remember, I told you at the start of the video that 22 is important because it represents all of the parts of the Kabbalistic Tree of Life, which I essentially believe to be a 2D blueprint or schematic of our three-dimensional reality. Now, the individuals that are associated with the number 223 know exactly how this reality operates, and as a result, they understand the Kabbalistic mechanisms that govern it. And this is why architects of society also sum to 223, because they are building this world around us through dark chaos magic. And there's even more evidence for this when you look at the date that the Georgia Guidestones were erected, guys. March 22nd, 223, again. And to take this back full circle before I lock off this first part of this video, back to the UK government. The 22nd of March is the exact date that Boris Johnson had his case inquiry about Partygate. Remember that last year when he was getting grilled about what happened during COVID? Yeah, they put that on this date as well, the 22nd of March. So please don't for a second believe that any of this stuff that's happening with the election is going to be in any way, shape or form different to any election before. It's going to be the same bullshit. It's the same narrative. It's the same script. They just change the faces every time. And for some reason, the masses just forget. Don't fall for their bullshit, guys. All of these boys are connected, every single one of them.